have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Do you have an upcoming event? Well, I encourage you to book Beyond the Fence Family for an amazing experience. Beyond the Fence is a talented group of men and women who have toured the world to display their talents of song and ministry. Did I forget to mention multi-award winners? They're your one-stop shop for making your event the best in the city. Book Beyond the Fence today at beyondthefence.org. Click menu, then contact. Beyond the Fence, your audience will thank you.
Welcome to Beyond the Radio.
Welcome to Beyond the Radio. And you better be smiling.
Beyond the Fences in the building.
Yes, blessings upon you. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Beyond the Radio. This your host, your main man, David Benton, and I am in the building. And you know what? I am smiling. That's right. That's right. Shout out to the Elation family. We love you. Shout out to the Beyond the Fence family. We love you. The song you just heard coming in for the introduction, that was your girl, Shay Samuels, with her single, Can We Unite, featuring me, David Benton. That's right. We got a wonderful show for you guys tonight. Thank you for tuning in every Sunday right here, keeping it locked. We thank you, appreciate you. You know what? We never take it for granted, but it's going down tonight. Yes, it is. So with that being said, we're just going to go ahead and go in with it. Can I get a drum roll? Y'all like that? I know. Uh-oh. Shay Samuels, are you in the building?
Coach Shay is in the building, and I'm smiling.
How you doing, Coach Shay?
I'm good. I got a good job. I'm good. And my bills are paid. I'm good. And my family's good. My health is good. I thank God that I'm good.
Yes, you good. You definitely pay the bill. You don't tell people, man, give me $20. I'll pay you back. So you good. You good. I got you credit for that. Your bills are paid and you had a business. Coach Shay, Can We Unite? Can We Unite featuring me, David Benton? I love that song, even though I'm on it. At one point in time, I wasn't on it. So when you created the lyrics for that song, what made you come with the song? Because it's different from the original, or sorry, the natural Coach Shay, the way you've been coming with it. What made you come with this type of song this time?
Well, to be honest with you, Coach David, I wanted to be able to provide something that most people was unexpected for me. I think after a lot of watching what was going on in the world, you know, for years you have been talking to me about the injustice in the world. And I think it was when it started, like, I guess when I started waking up to it, started seeing it publicly. You know, the one thing that's changed from times before was, like, these incidents in the world were now televised. You saw it more on the news, and so you can hear the first part as I turn on the TV looking at the news, another brother being gunned down, another one accused. It was just what was coming on, and so I wanted to create something that people could relate to, like all of my other music. It was more specific to, you know, inspiring people to want to do better, to walk out their purpose. This was really for people to see what was happening in lyrical form. And so I wanted to, when I first did the song, the title was actually, How Can We Unite? And the more I started rehearsing the song and replaying it in my head, it wasn't necessarily like, how can we, because there's so many people trying to figure that out and been doing that way before I was born. So then the question became more rhetorical, can we unite? And so that's how I came up with it.
Awesome. And it kind of coincide with what we're going to talk about tonight, believe it or not. And the reason why I'm saying this is because the things that's in us, the things that's already in us already. And I'm saying this because me, as a brother who always speaking up for the culture, and a lot of people would think because I have black this, black that, black people, black people, black people. And I say black people so much, how great black people are so much, that people would think that I'm anti-race. They would think, you know, just because I love black people so much, that means I hate everybody else, and that's totally not true. What I am doing, my motive is, okay, you got black people, but then you got people that they call the N-word, right? And it's like, we call ourselves the N-word, and, you know, and it's like, we have people from the inner city, the people you see on TV with the guns, and we killing each other, because when you call, you talking about, man, this B, and I'll kill you, and I'll shoot you in the face, and slide down on that pole, girl, in the strip club and stuff, and you ain't nothing, B, and they're talking about a black woman. And they're talking about killing the black man. Everything they talk about, selling crack and what I'll do, they're talking about their own community. This is how we will destroy our own community. And when people see this narrative on television, what they do is think that we all, as black people, agree with that. And we 100% don't. So I want to separate that. Say, listen, we're all not like that. This is for money. They allowing this to be on TV. If they really want to get rid of it, they would not go. They wouldn't. They control it. So they wouldn't allow us to glorify it. And all black people do not agree with that narrative. It's sad. It's sickening. So it's my job to talk to us as a whole, talk to our culture. Now, for the Caucasian community, I talk about racism because I have Caucasian people that I really adore and love and care for. Shout out to Miss Janet. It's so, my boy Jason. It's so many people that I love, man, this Caucasian. And, you know, guys I adore. Like, I genuinely love these brothers. And what's sad is you have racist Caucasians. And you have these Caucasians, and they feeling like us. Man, look, they're separating themselves from that type of negativity. So it's like, it's publicized. We see it. And you have other Caucasians like, well, I'm not like that. And we as black people say, well, we're not like that. So we're all really like bamboozled by the buffoonery of what's going out there into the world. And we got to stop being fooled by that narrative and like, listen, let's come together unifying spiritually. Because here's the reality. Is black people, I love hanging out with black people. And it's okay for a Caucasian to love hanging out with Caucasians. But that don't mean we can't be allies. And that doesn't mean we can't buy and sell, and that doesn't mean we can't hang out every so often. But at the end of the day, I'm more comfortable with my culture, and that's totally fine. Black ants hang out with black ants, and red ants hang out with red ants, and that's just nature. Whales and sharks, they whales hang with whales, and sharks hang with sharks. They just, everybody hang with their own kind. I get that, but how can we respect the other culture? Now, that's when the problem comes in, because now there's a respect level. They look at us, see these guys, the guns and the women sliding down the strip club pole and doing this and doing that. And now they think we all love it. They think we all love the negative music that's being played. And it's like, nah, that's not true. But then you have blacks who are going to look at Caucasians and say, you know what, man, all them racist, because they might show a George Floyd thing and, you know, we all feel like, okay. And they're like, well, no, we're all not like that. So I have Caucasians that are mad at people for being, like, racist. They're like, man, I can't stand those type of people. Like, I'm separate from them. I get it. And it's like, we're born a certain way, and we're taught a certain way. And how can you balance all that out? Does that make sense, Coach Shay? How can we balance all that out? And I'm gonna say, Coach Shay, like the topic, it definitely coincides with tonight. Are you there, Coach Shay? Are you with us?
I'm right here. Yes.
All right. So I'm gonna pass the baton.
Okay. Well, Coach David, I want to say, even in your introduction, a lot of what you said tonight, I remember, you know, I don't want to use the word rebellious. I remember, you know, when you first hear the way that you talk, unfortunately, a lot of people aren't accustomed to it, right? And I realized this a long time ago, whenever people talk, you have to put something tangible to that, you know, like you hear someone talk and you say, are you Christian? You hear someone else talk, you know, you're like, what are you, people always say, well, what are you? people always say, well, what are you? You hear someone's language and you say, where are you from? Right. So there always has to be a title given to you based off of like how you speak. And so I remember, you know, in the beginning, I remember hearing you talk the way that you talk, and I used to think a lot. I'm not even going to go into like, well, all that I used to think. But as time started going on, you know, people say you are what you eat, right? You watch enough of something, you can either become that thing, you want to know more information about that thing, come awakened by it, right? And this is the difference between someone evolving and changing their circle and someone not, right? This is the difference between the company you keep. And I say all this because we're going to talk about this tonight, but this is the difference between knowing the company that you keep. You know, the Bible reminds us that bad company corrupts good seed, right? But then what does being around good seed do? It helps you to evolve. And so I want to thank you for helping me evolve in my thinking and my strategies. And out of it, what you guys heard was, can we unite? And it created something that will allow people to better relate to my music and to who I'm becoming as a person. So thank you, Coach David.
No problem. The pleasure is all mine. So I know you have an awesome and I know everything going into our topic, so, you know, you can take it from here.
Okay. Well, Genesis 1 is where I'm going to come out tonight if you have your Bibles out. Or if you don't get your Bibles out, we're going to come out of Genesis 1 today. I actually did a message today at our service. Shout out to New Covenant, Cedartown, Piedmont, and Gadsden. If you're listening in tonight, shout out to Apostle Willie and Apostle Teresa. Two amazing apostles who have been amazing to us and continually sow into our ministry spiritually, and I'm just thankful for them. But today I had the opportunity to speak at the church today to a number of people, and my title was, God is about to do a good thing in your life. And it's a message that I shared over the last couple of weeks with a few people, but as I was giving this message, Coach David, it was blessing me as well. And it took a minute for me to finish it because I was really starting to, like, you know, kind of look at my life pertaining to how this passage started. And when I started it, I thought about how many people would say, well, I mean, we know about the creation of God. Like, we know that in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, because that's how people are, you know, like, it's the beginning. So what more can we learn from the beginning? And so I'm going to read it in the Message version first. But it says first this, God created the heavens and the earth, all you see and all you don't see. And I want you guys to keep that in mind, all you see and all you don't see. And it said earth was a soup of nothingness, a bottomless emptiness and inky blackness. And God's spirit brought it like a bird above the water. And the word brought it actually means, it means in the Webster Dictionary, that God was not happy. It says unhappiness of thought. It says in the Webster Dictionary, unhappiness of thought. In another version, it says that God brought it over, which means that there was a hesitancy when God saw that the world was empty, that what he saw was nothing and that it was dark. And then God spoke and said, let there be light, and then light appeared. And God saw the light was good. Everybody knows that. God saw the light was good. And so, Coach David, the question I have for everyone today was, do we understand that in order for good to be made, it has to be something bad attached to it? Like, good only operates in the presence of bad. It can only operate in the presence of bad. It's like darkness and light. Light can only be light if darkness is present. And so what I challenged everyone to think about today was, how often do we actually see the bad in us? Because as a body of believers, we do want everybody to think we're good. We want everybody to think that we have good thoughts. We want everybody to feel that we treat them good. You know, no, I'm a Christian, so I wouldn't do that. But, you know, I said, what happens when you get cut off on the side of the road? You're on the highway and somebody swings by. Like, you're not in the car. You're not doing that. You're probably cursing the person out. When you're at work and the employee sitting next to you gets on your nerves, or your boss is getting on your nerves, you're not shambadadabosadada. You're not doing that to them. You're cussing them out. Your thoughts aren't good. And so when I was doing this message, I wanted everybody to understand that it is a fight every day to be good. Romans 7:15 says, I don't understand myself, in the Message version. I don't understand myself. The things that I want to do, I don't. The things that I should do, the things that I don't want to do, I do. The things I should do, I don't. And then it says, but it's not me. It's the sin that lives in me that does it. So that means that bad resides in all of us. Coach David, you and I talked, and I said this today, but you said it a couple of months ago, and we just thought about it. When you have a one-year-old, I have grandbabies, a one-year-old and a three-year-old now. And you ever notice that when a baby says something like, you say, did you do that? And the baby automatically says, no. How did the baby know to say no? How did the baby know to lie about that thing? And as the parent or the guardian, it's up for us to teach them good. So that means from the time of conception, we're taught that we were born good. But the Bible says here in Genesis that in the beginning, what God saw was emptiness, nothingness, darkness. And when he said, let there be light, the light made it good. And there were other good things in this passage, but I'm going to hand it back over to Coach David. There's other things in this passage that I want to read about, but I want your thoughts on it. I want your thoughts, if you can, just enlighten people on your take on that scripture and what I just said.
Well, if you don't mind, I want to stay with Genesis with it, but I want to coincide with what you were saying, because you broke it down so well. I don't think I need to repeat it, basically, because you broke it down enough to where it's like, okay, that's great. I want to stick with Genesis, okay, though. So it's like you were saying, that we're not taught, you know what I'm saying, how to be bad. It's in us, right? We go to stay on Genesis, and we go to Genesis 2 now. So it's like, okay, Adam and Eve, right? God told Adam and Eve, you know, you have any tree, you know, the story, except this tree of knowledge of good and evil. Think about it. It's the knowledge of good and evil. Because they have no knowledge of what's good and evil yet. They haven't done either one. They haven't been good. They haven't been bad. They don't know what it is. They don't know what it is. But then he said, watch this. You eat of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, surely you will die.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know what death is. So they don't know the severity. See, we can look now and we understand what death is. It's like, hey, man, you know, we know death can, we losing loved ones, it's painful. And so when God telling them, like, okay, he did this of knowledge of good and evil, because right now you have no knowledge of it, and you will surely die, they don't know what death is yet. So it's like, okay, we hear you, God. You know what I'm saying? So we looking now like, how can they be like that? But they have no knowledge of it. Once they ate of the tree had no power.
Yes.
It was based on the obedience and disobedience. So now it's like, out of all the things that they could have had on the planet, it was this one thing that he said, don't do. But the thing he said, don't do, is what made them most curious. So it stays on your mind. Like, okay, but why not that one? Why not that one?
Yes.
Why not that one? So that is already in them. Let me tell you the scary part about this. They didn't create themselves. So
come
that
on.
Is already inside them. They didn't create themselves.
Yes.
The creator had to be responsible for what's already inside them because they did not put it inside themselves.
Yes.
That's the hard truth. But then when they ate the fruit, and now it's like, okay, now I know what good and evil is. Evil is what we would call disobedience. It is what we would call obedience to God, God's word. So once they ate the fruit, and they realized, like, this one said, their eyes was open. Yeah, they was open to, okay. So that's what so that's what evil is, I guess.
Yeah.
But what is this thing called death? We still don't know it. Just understand, we every day we're born, we get older. So evidently, being old didn't hit the surface yet. See, being old didn't hit the surface yet. That's why they was living for so long. But when Cain killed Abel, understand, Cain don't know what death is. So if he beat his brother up so bad, he probably choked him, smacked him 12 times, choked him. And next thing you know, it's like, hey, man, hey, you ain't moving no more. Why you ain't moving? Something ain't right. He don't know what death is, so he don't know that he's able to do this.
Right.
That's the first recording of a death. Now they know what death is. See? But that jealousy was already in him. He ain't like he was taught to be jealous.
Yes, yes, yes.
He wasn't taught it. It was in him.
Yeah.
But who created him? He didn't create himself. You know what I'm saying? So.
Yes.
This is deep. At the end of the day, God created the tree of knowledge and good and evil is inside you now.
Yeah.
You can pick the good part. You can pick the bad part. We got choices we can make. You can eat off this tree of eternal life, or you can eat these other trees. And that's the parable when these cartoons got an angel on one shoulder and the devil on the other.
Mm-hmm.
Because, man, fam, we got choices. Coach, I'm happy you brought this up because this is a deep thing. But it is a 10, 30 more. So we're going to continue this after the break. So you ready to go to some music, Coach?
Yes. Where the music at?
She had a dream that she could do it. Somehow she lost her way and didn't stick to it. She wanted the house, the cars, the money. She did all that she could. In her mind, she was so focused. Doing overtime in the diner. Just wanted someone to wine and dine her. She didn't believe in herself.
Believe in yourself,
even if nobody does.
Believe in yourself,
believe in yourself,
believe in yourself, even if nobody does.
Don't let nobody tell you that you can't when you can. Don't let nobody tell you that you can when you can. Don't let nobody tell you that you can't when you can.
She was diagnosed with cancer. Going to the doctor for some answers. They said she wouldn't make it, she couldn't take it. She did all that she could. Getting sick from the chemo. Bank account started looking real low. She knew
that she could make it, she wouldn't take it. She believed in herself.
Believe in yourself, you can do it.
Believe in yourself, even if nobody does.
Believe in yourself,
even if nobody does. Don't let nobody tell you that you can't when you can. Don't let nobody tell you that you can when you can. Don't let nobody tell you that you can't when you can. Don't let nobody tell you that you can when you can. Nobody tell you that you can't when you can. Don't let nobody tell you that you can when you can. Don't let nobody tell you that you can't when you can. Don't let nobody tell you that you can when you can. Don't let nobody tell you that you can't when you can. Don't let nobody tell you that you can when you can. Don't let nobody tell you that you can't when you can. Don't let nobody tell you that you can when you can.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Beyond the Radio.
Welcome to Beyond the Radio. And you better be smiling.
Beyond the fences in the building.
That's right. Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to Beyond the Radio with your host, your main man, David Denton, and I'm your co-host, Shay Samuels, and we are in the building again. Shout out to the Elation family. Let's go ahead and give a big shout out to our supporters and our sponsors. We cannot forget Miss Paula G. Voice, Lady Wisdom After Midnight. Listen, if you are looking for a voiceover for your commercials, if you're a radio programmer, if you are a music director at a radio station, if you have a business, listen, Paula G. Voice is doing a number of things, but voiceovers would be her specialty. And I promise you, you will be blessed. Make sure you reach into her at paula@paulagvoice.com or paulagvoice.com to see everything that she has going on. Visit her on Facebook at Paula G. Voice and on Instagram at Paula G. Voice as well. And let her know that the Beyond the Fence family sent you. We also want to give a great big shout out to DJ G. Will, G. Weezy is what I call him, William G. Faulkner, Beyond the Fence artist and DJ. If you are in the area, listen, DJ G. Will is cutting it up in the Knoxville area, the Tennessee area, and the surrounding areas. So if you're looking to have a good time, you're having a wedding, a party, if you are doing a look, it's prom season. He's probably doing some things for prom season, virtual events, you name it, he's going to do it. Make sure you reach into him at beyondthefence.org. That's BEYONDAFENCE.org. Last but not least, David, can I get a drum roll? Hey, Let's Talk Business Consulting Strategy and Coaching Group, LLC. We have a 100% success rate of Beyond the Fence expansion business. Yes, it's in the building. If you have a new company, if you have an existing company, if you're looking for new ideas, you know what? The Bible says, write a vision, make it plain. And if you want someone to read over that vision, Let's Talk business. We have been doing an amazing work in the surrounding areas of Atlanta, Georgia. But you know what? We went virtual about 2 years ago, and it has been dynamite. Shout out to the organizations that brought us in for workshops and trainings, and shout out to everyone who took advantage of the Unselling Seller training over the last few weeks. Listen, we need you guys to understand that if you have a business, coaching is going to be paramount. You cannot run a business. Listen, we tried to do that, right, Coach David? You run a business and you want to be the financial person. You want to be the graphic designer. You want to be the person to open and close the doors. You want to pay all the bills, and then you still haven't gotten anywhere. Let's talk business. You can reach out to us at aboutbuildingleaders@gmail.com. And David, before we get into this episode, this show again, I just want you to let everyone know about the youth program.
Yes, your youth, if you have youth who are inspired, who's awesome, and they're doing great in their life right now, they're making good grades, but you know what? They still need to seek direction. I was one of those kids. I made good grades, but you know what? After I graduated high school, I went to college and really still didn't know what I wanted to do with my life, even in college. So allow us to bless them enough to where they can see what's inside them, and their eyes can be open to give them direction, proper direction, so they can be a better version of themselves. And also, if you have troubled youth, at the same time, we all have gifts in us. Let us help them see what's inside themselves so them gifts can be used for a great purpose, that they can be an asset to their community, and they can be a blessing unto themselves as well. So let us allow them to allow us to let them bring it out, you know, so they can be great.
Yeah.
And that's what we want to do. And at aboutbuildingleaders.com.
I love that closing. Thank you so much, Coach David. So again, reach into us. It's a Beyond the Fence expansion company, and we are always striving to get you where you want to be within your business. But let's get back into this show, Coach David. We're talking about God doing a good thing in us. And when people hear that, people always hear, you know, or think money's about to come. They think cars about to come. They think houses are about to come. But we're talking tonight about God doing a good thing in you. We say
yes.
In your life, because you have to understand that God has to do a good thing in you. And in order for a good thing to happen, you have to acknowledge that bad exists. Now, what I talked about today, Coach David, I said, you have to think about when you go to the doctor, right? You have a good bill of health, right? Your doctor says, you look great, but let me ask you some questions. They say, do you or anyone in your family have a history of diabetes? Do you or anyone in your family have a history of high blood pressure? Do you or anyone in your family have a history of cancer? Do you smoke? Do you drink? They ask these questions because they need to know within your bloodline in order for them to even treat you properly. Did y'all catch that? In order for your doctor to understand who you are, they have to know within your bloodline. So I would be remiss if I did not tell you that if you don't acknowledge that bad exists in the bloodline, you risk the chance of not being able to fully educate. We talked about this earlier today. How is it that a 2-year-old or a 3-year-old understands how to lie at a young age? Nobody,
true.
No parent, Coach David, would teach their child to lie. Because we know
true.
That lying is a bad thing.
True.
So you go in and you go to the doctor and you tell the doctor, nope, this is why it's important for us to even learn our lineage. You know, all of the DNA testing that's out there now where you can find out what allergies you have, what your lineage is, all of this dates back to what it is that you need to know about your bloodline.
Yes.
When you can identify that bad truly exists, and here's the thing that we do, Coach David, we want to cover it up. My few examples, when you have bad skin, ladies, what do? We put a bunch of makeup on to cover it up. when you get a bump on your knee, you get a scrape or something on your knee, your elbow, you get, you know, we call it a boo-boo, you put a Band-Aid on it. What is that doing? It's covering it up.
That's right.
And when God came in Genesis in the beginning, all God did was take what was dark and empty, putting light, water, bodies of, you know, just everything in it. When God did that, all God did was cover it up.
True.
Now, in Genesis, in the beginning, I said, hold on to the part where it said, all that you see and all that you don't see. What parts didn't we see? That it was bad and he made it good. Coach David, what do you have to say about that?
It really coincides with, you go back to what we was talking about earlier. Like, we can say, okay, let's go to Ezekiel 28, right? Let's go to Ezekiel 28, when he was talking about Lucifer, Satan, right? Before he was Satan, he was Lucifer. So let's talk about that. When Ezekiel 28, he was like, oh, golden cherub, you was, from the day when you was created, you know, you was perfect in wisdom and in beauty until iniquity was found in thee. But what we got to realize is he didn't create iniquity, because only the creator can create. If Lucifer created iniquity already in him, if iniquity wasn't already in him, understand this, how is he even capable of having it in him? So that means if Lucifer invented iniquity, that means that God didn't create everything, see? So
right.
It would make the Bible not real, because it said God created everything, right?
Yes.
He created the heavens and the earth and everything. So we got to understand that God got these things inside us to make us. That's what makes the Bible so unique, when it say he made us in his image and his likeness. Why?
Mm-hmm.
Because God is able to do evil, he's able to do good. If that wasn't so, then bad or evil wouldn't exist.
Yeah.
Everything in existence is through God. Everything in existence. We don't want to hear that, but that's a reality. Well, the devil did.
Yeah.
Well, alright, that means that the devil created evil and God didn't create everything. So,
and that's why I emphasize the don't see part, because people bypass that. Everything you see and everything you don't see.
Right. So it's something to really think about. The beauty of it is here's the thing. Bad and good is in the eyes of the beholder. God created these things. We created what we call bad. Watch this, Coach Shay. I'm about to blow your mind with this one. These capabilities in God is not evil unless we make it evil. And what I mean is this. God gave us the ability to take a life. But we will take a life when it's necessary. We won't be like sheep. You just push a sheep over, just whoop it. It ain't going to do nothing. It's not going to fight back. God gave us the ability to defend. But some of us take that ability and use it for something that's not healthy. So we all got the ability to kill, but some are just offensive and aggressive with it and do it with just an unconscious heart, and they just kill you. Where some will kill you to defend. So now you say, okay, well, the one who defending himself, he's not bad. So if you just say if a lion started attacking the streets and we shoot the lion, and we say now, you know, people go crazy about them animals. They give you 100 years for killing an animal. So if a lion is attacking somebody and you kill that lion, they're going to say you did a good deed. See? But that's good to them. But if you go to the zoo and kill the lion, just shoot the lion, they're going to say that's bad.
Right.
But you see, so good and bad is all in the eyes of the beholder. Some people think smoking is bad. Some people don't think smoking is bad. So we created a narrative. You know, but God told us what good and evil is.
Mm-hmm.
But some of them used what was good for bad intentions.
Yeah.
That's why we're evil. Because God put all these capabilities in us. All these abilities are in us. It's good. Like, you can manipulate. You can be manipulative. But in what way? You get what I'm saying? We lie, and it's not always bad, because if a person looks, you know, you don't want to say, hey, man, you know, you look terrible. Sometimes your truth really can hurt and really send people the wrong direction. So, like your kid, you know that kid can't play baseball. You know he suck. But you still say, great job, Billy, just to encourage him. But you know Billy can't play. You know Billy. But you don't want to say, get out the field, Billy. I'm not signing you up ever again. You a loser. I'm not going to do that, Billy, because you know. You know, you say, great job, Billy. Good job. You know what I'm saying? But you really lying. So it's all in the eyes of the beholder. Back to you, Coach Shay.
I love it. You know, and I love that this can be the ending. But I go down to Genesis 1:26. Then God said, let us make human beings in our image to be like us. And I laugh because in the Amplified version, it says, it's like God said, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. So I made a joke and I said, but he had to bring out the power pack for the human beings. Everything else God created on his own. But for the human beings, he brought the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. And God said, they will reign over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky, the livestock and all the wild animals on the earth and the small animals that scurry along the ground. So God created human beings in his own image, and the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. And then it goes on to say, then God blessed them and said, be fruitful and multiply. Fill the earth and govern it. Reign over the fish in the sea, the birds in the sky, and all the animals that scurry along the ground. And then the Amplified version of that very scripture is dominated. To dominate it. Coach David, what I said earlier, and I'll say it here, God didn't have to fast 7 days and seven nights to come down to earth, come down to this dry, empty land, this land of darkness, and say, shall I make it light? Shall I divide the seas? Shall I divide the land from the sky? God came down and immediately said, let there be. And what I want to challenge everyone tonight is that you have the power, the ability. It says here in 26 that God gave us dominion and power to change those things that are in us, because we're looking at everybody else. We want everybody else to change. We're looking at our brother. We're looking at the sister. We're looking at the kids. We want everybody around us to change, and we want everything around us to see us as good. But there's bad in us. And our
Jesus
reality is that we don't say that again.
Jesus, when they were saying, hey, Jesus, talking to Jesus, say, good teacher. He said, there's none good.
Come on, Coach David. So I want people to identify with that this week. I encourage you to identify with it because it's not only going to change who you are, it's going to change the very essence of your lineage. It's going to change the people around you. It should change the people around you. But when you can identify with the fact that there is some bad in me, it's okay. Here's the thing. When I read this to people today, they didn't even know that God could be unhappy until I read it and said that he brooded over this dry, dark land, unhappy, but he made it good. So in my ending, Coach David, I would love to encourage everyone in that listening tonight that there's bad in all of us, but God came and created the heavens and earth and made it good. After creating, he looked back. You know how you get your nails done and you look at your nails, ladies, and you say, I like that. Or you redecorate your home. It could be the same canvas, but you did something different. Put a new bed in there, a new comforter or something, and you look back at it and you say, that is good. That's what God is doing with us every day, lingering over us and making us a bit of good day by day by day. So I want to encourage everyone in that. Coach David, I'm going to hand it back to you, but I know it's what I did a message on earlier today, but God brings so much out of this each time I talk about it. So I personally pray that it blessed everyone and that we will start really identifying and gut checking ourselves. Coach David, back to you.
Now, and I appreciate the coach. Great job. At the end of the day, like I just said earlier, Jesus said there's none good. So if you feel in yourself and you feel like, all right, you know, I got it all together, then this song is for you. It is on this movie called Wildcats. It came out back in the 80s. And these cheerleaders was on the football field. And they sung this song. They say, U-G-L-Y, you ain't got no alibi, you ugly. What, you ugly? U-G-L-Y, you ain't got no alibi, you ugly. What, you ugly? Y'all go back and check that out. And they were dancing. And they were like, they sung that thing. They were cheering that. Because here's the thing. We all have iniquity inside us. We all have lying inside us. We all have murder inside us. We all have all these things inside of us. But they're controlled for good. And you just gotta decide. Where God made us, designed us to have dominion over animals, why we're so much powerful than the animals, because we have a thing called the ability to actually be proactive. We can use our brain and think. Animals act on instinct.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of us are not proactive, we're reactive, and that's when we act like the animal. That's when the animalistic part come out of us, and we start doing what we don't supposed to do.
Yes.
That animalistic part, we start being just instinct. Focus. Think. Do I act out of emotion at times and be reactive? Absolutely. But that's why I got to understand there's ugly in me, and I got to repent and renew myself and die daily so I can be better every day. But you have to acknowledge the bad to become good because it's bad in it. So I want to encourage everyone, everything that you get to make it better in your life, understand it's for you. It's not for you to meditate to somebody else acting like you don't have that issue. This message today is for you. It's for you. It's for me. It's not for you to go to pour it on somebody and feel it's just for you.
Yes.
So I just want to tell you I love y'all. Shout out to the Beyond the Fence family. Y'all go to the beyondthefence.org, our website. We have a concert in Atlanta, Georgia. It's going to be packed. We brought out the bells and whistles. We got it all together July 30th from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. It's $25. Y'all can go on beyondthefence.org. It's BEYONDAFENCE.org. That is one word, Beyond the Fence, one word. And we love y'all. We thank y'all. Y'all please tune in next week right here on Beyond the Radio. Shout out to Elation family. We love you. With that being said,
we love you. Where the music at? Where the music at? Where the music at?
It's your boy, David Benton. Hey, yo, Shay. It's time to go beyond the fence. Life is so good. It's so good. Yeah. A merry heart do what's good like a medicine, but a broken spirit drives the bones, you know.
Well,
eight in the morning, I'm just waking up. Got the Folgers on brew, about to fill my cup. While I'm reaching out for the sun come up, I'm good. It's about eight in the morning, I'm just waking up. Got the Folgers on brew, about to fill my cup. While I'm looking out the window at the sun come up, I'm good. I'm good. I'm about to get my day started. Off to work, about to make some dollars. If only you knew what I've been through, you would smile and say that I'm good. I got a good job, I'm good. And my bills are paid, I'm good. And my family's good, my health is good. I thank God that I'm good. I got a good job, I'm good. And my bills are paid, I'm good. I got food on the table, I know that he's able. Thank God I'm good.
Feeling this hate, but we're ignorant grace. So intimate place, your heart of innocence make a life different and break. The soul sin in the sinners, could the enemy hate? You are the sun, stars, and the moon. You are the beam of light when it's dark in the room. When I depart from the womb, you're the air that I breathe. Always there when I need you, preparing for peace. You're so good.
I got a good job, I'm good. And my bills are paid, I'm good. Family's good, my health is good. I thank God that I'm good. I got a good job, I'm good. And my bills are paid, I'm good. I got food on the table, I know that he's able. Thank God I'm good. I got a good job, I'm good. And my bills are paid, I'm good. And my family's good, my health is good. I thank God that I'm
good.